The Saturday Night Camel Caravan rolls in on the music of Benny Goodman. America Swing! The makers of Camel Cigarettes bring you a half hour of music by the talented young artist who brought swing from the back rooms of musicians' haunts along the Mississippi waterfront to the citadel of American music, Carnegie Hall. The man whose skill and leadership pioneered the way to a new era in American music. Here he is with the greatest assembly of swing musicians ever gathered in a single band, Benny Goodman.
Good evening and welcome to the Saturday Night Camel Caravan. The band's back in New York again, and tonight we're broadcasting from Radio City.
Hey, Benny, what goes with the music here?
You're fighting the birds away, Bird Park.
Birds? Say, isn't this the Camel Caravan?
That's right.
Aren't you Benny Goodman?
Well, take it easy, Bert. What you heard was just a little prelude to the version of Felix Mendelssohn's spring song, one of the tunes we're getting ready for the Broadway musical, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Midsummer Night's Dream, but Shakespeare wrote that, didn't he?
Right again, Bert. Old Shakey's going to swing out on Broadway in a month or so.
Well, dig, Hamlet, dig. The spring song. Those of you who have seen the Technicolor picture, The Wizard of Oz, will recall the film's hit song, Over the Rainbow. Of course, Benny Goodman couldn't get Technicolor into his arrangement of the song, but he did manage to get some boogie-woogie chords into it, so hear Louise Tobin sing Over the Rainbow.
dancing a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue. And the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. If birds fly over the rainbow, why then oh why can't I?
And here's Bert Parks with some facts about Camels. Bert Parks.
Camels are the cigarette of long-burning, costlier tobaccos. Any way you figure it, from the extra smoking per pack of Camels' long-burning qualities to the supreme enjoyment of smoking pleasure at its best, Camels are penny for penny your best cigarette buy. The extra smoking? Recent impartial laboratory tests show that by burning 25% slower than the average of the 15 other, the largest-selling brands tested, slower than any of them, Camels give a smoking plus equal to 5 extra smokes per pack. The extra pleasure? Slow-burning Camels smoke cooler, naturally. Milder, too, as steady Camel smokers know so well. A cooler, milder smoke, topped off with a delicate flavor and fragrant aroma of Camel's matchless blend of finer, more costly tobaccos. Yes, sir, that's smoking pleasure at its best. There's more of it in every pack of Camel. Camels are America's number one cigarette. They're penny for penny, your best cigarette buy. While Benny was playing the San Francisco Exposition, the Hollywood Bowl, and Points West a few weeks ago, he found time to make some recordings. They're under a new label, and they cost less. The first releases went on sale yesterday morning. We thought you'd like to hear one or two of them, so the band is going to play Jumpin' at the Woodside, for example, one of the numbers just recorded. Solos go to Toots Mondello on the sax, Chris Griffin on the trumpet, and it's Jumping at the Woodside.
'Tain't what you do, it's the way what you do it, is especially true in music. A band can often become famous simply by the way it happens to play a certain tune. Everyone remembers Paul Whiteman's recording of Whispering, Kai Lombardo's Sweethearts on Parade, and Artie Shaw's Begin to Begin.
Well,
tired after that last one. Currently, Glenn Miller, a boy I used to play with some 10 years ago, is winning recognition with his recording of Moonlight Serenade. And with Fletcher Henderson's arrangement tonight, we're going to give you our version of it, which features solos by Ziggy Elman on the trumpet, Toots Mondello on saxophone, and myself. Moonlight Serenade.
The new group within the band, the Sextet. Lionel Hampton at the vibraharp, Fletcher Henderson at piano, Arthur Bernstein at the bass, Nick Fatul at the drums, Charles Christian at the guitar, and Bennett clarinet. The selection is one we've been asked to repeat since its debut 3 weeks ago. Flying Home. Thank you.
a minute, mister. You can't break in here.
I'm here, ain't I? You just get that guy Bob Crosby for me, sonny.
I'm telling you, Bob Crosby isn't here. He broadcast for Camels on Tuesday nights. My friend, this is the Benny Goodman program.
I don't care if it's Charlie McCarty's program. I'm only the expressman, and the box in my truck says Bob Crosby, Studio G, Radio City, Saturday, 10 p.m. Now get them for me before I get a ticket for parking.
Take it easy, boys. The box is for me.
You're the guy, then. You're Crosby?
No, I'm Goodman. Benny Goodman.
Oh, an underplum, huh? I get you. Yeah.
No, the box is a present I bought for Bob Crosby and his boys. He was going to be here, but he couldn't make it.
Benny, a present for Crosby and his boys? What's the idea?
Well, Bob's done a great job on that Tuesday night show for Camels, so I bought him a little token.
But what is it? What did you get him?
Say, listen, you guys. My truck's waiting on the street.
Take care of the expressman, will you, Bert?
Yeah, but the box, what'll I do with it? In the program, I've got a number to announce.
Leave the box downstairs. Go ahead, I'll announce the next number.
Okay.
And now we're going to play Harry Warren's new song. Put that down in writing. Louise Tobin sings one of the choruses.
That down in writing and autograph it with your name. You have told me I'm a picture that your arms would like to frame. Would you care to paint that picture and autograph it with your name? I have heard your proposition, must have listened to that again. I don't mind the repetition, but why don't you say it with a fountain pen? Though your offer is terrific, I'd feel better just the same if you'd put that down in writing. If matrimony is your aim, and autograph it with your name.
Well, I got rid of the expressman, Benny. He left the box down the lobby.
Well, thank you, Bert.
But what about the box? Aren't you going to tell us what the present is?
I'll tell you, Bert. You listen to the Bob Crosby show next Tuesday night, and you'll find out what's in the box. Right now, I believe you have a message from the makers of Camels.
Let's stop and figure just what that extra smoking in Camels can mean in terms of the day-by-day cost of your smoking. By burning 25% slower than the average of the 15 other, the largest-selling brands tested, slower than any of them, Camels give a smoking plus equal to 5 extra smokes per pack. And now, smokers who live in communities where certain state cigarette taxes are in effect can save the cost of the tax and, in some instances, more through smoking Camels. Now, if you live in a community where there are no added taxes on cigarettes, the savings are all yours. You get economy, and all the extra enjoyment of cooler, milder smoking. The fragrance and delicate taste of finer, more costly tobaccos. You get more pleasure per puff, more puffs per pack. Penny for penny, Camels are your best cigarette buy. All right, Benny.
And now comes the swing classic department. The composer, Alec Templeton, who gave us Bach Goes to Town, has written a sequel to it called Mozart Matriculate, orchestrated by Henry Brandt. This second work, he told me, was his conception of the way the great composer Mozart would have written for a swing band. Mozart Matriculate.
Arrangement can often make an important tune out of an obscure song. Fletcher Henderson's orchestration of Fats Waller's Stealing Apples made this little known tune one of the most popular numbers Benny has introduced in recent months. Fletcher, Benny, and Chris Griffin each take a chorus of Stealing Apples.
Thank you.
Remember, the makers of Camel cigarettes present the world's greatest swing band every Saturday night, so be back with us next week. And don't forget Camel's two other great radio programs. On Monday night, the radio version of the famous comic strip Blondie, starring Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake. And on Tuesday night, Bob Crosby's Dixieland Band with Johnny Mercer and Helen Ward. And for cooler, milder smoking, remember Camels. Penny for penny, Camels are your best cigarette buy. Bert Park saying, see you next Saturday.
A word to you pipe smokers. Have you ever tried Prince Albert? Prince Albert is the national joy smoke, you know, and more men prefer it than any other brand. PA is a grand-tasting smoke with all the marvelous aroma of choice tobaccos. And Prince Albert is extra mild, cool in your pipe, because it's no bite treated to remove harshness. PA is crimp cut, too, to pack right and smoke slow and even. Yes, there's a big treat in store for you when you smoke your first pipe full of Prince Albert. Try Prince Albert. There's no other tobacco like it.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.